Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims and Understanding Them, Understanding How We Approach Them. If you remember, last program, we talked about some significant differences between Islam and Christianity. And I mentioned to you that Islam does not teach the triunity of God. That's one of the big differences. And we'll talk more about these differences in future programs. But just for right now, I want to make a point that even though the Bible clearly teaches the divine triunity of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. However, we need to remember that also most of the Jewish people reject the triunity of God. This is a fact which is presented in the Bible. And they reject Jesus entirely. The Jews who are not born again Christians. Of course, there are Messianic Jews that believed in Jesus, but most of them in Israel, all over the world, reject Jesus with a passion. Yet most Christians, most of us would say that the Jews worship the same God who we are worshiping, but just have incomplete knowledge of him. What I'm trying to say is, my opinion is, it is okay, it is correct to say that Jews, Muslims, and the Christians are monotheists. They believe in one supreme being who created them and created heaven and earth. However, in significant ways, they do not have the same understanding and teaching about who God is. There is significant differences and disagreement between Jews, Muslims, and Christians. Christians, I mean believers and followers of Jesus Christ. However, Jews and Muslims and Christians agree on some facts about God. Okay? This is very obvious. We should not try to ignore or deny that. We do have some common ground, such as there is only one supreme being who created heaven and earth and created human beings. We agree about that. We agree that all people are sinners. I found many evidence in the Quran and according to the statements of Muhammad that proves definitely that all people are sinners. And we can share that with our Muslim friends. We agree that there is a judgment day and people will spend eternity in hell or in heaven. We agree that God will judge all people according to their faith and, of course, according to their works. Also, we believe in doing good works, like helping the poor, and all of us should be against abortion and homosexualities and drug abuse. Muslims forbid the use of any alcohol. just like the Salvation Army does, and some Christians do. You know, many Christians do forbid the use of any alcohol, but other Christians allow drinking a beer or so in a moderation occasionally. Just to show you some of the common ground, I have to share with you this terrific experience that I had last weekend. I was invited to speak at Calvary Chapel Orlando, Florida. I spoke there about 8-9 years ago, and you know, they invited me to come back because I revised my book, and of course I have been growing spiritually in the past 8-9 years, you know, and in knowledge. And they told me, Sammy, why don't you come back? And I wanted to go back to give the believers what God gave me. Actually, I revised my book a few times since then. Even the pastor told me, when you are here, you can come. I told him, no, I'm coming to you, and don't worry about the airline ticket or honorarium. I actually bought my airline ticket and flew there, praying that God will use me. Before I arrived, I felt a strong urge to go directly to a mosque before I go to rest with my host family. So I text my driver, my host family, the man Jesse Padua, who was picking me up, and I told him, I want to go to a mosque now, before we go to your house. After we met, he asked me, aren't you hungry? I immediately replied, I'm starving, Jesse. My airplane departed 6:45 a.m. I did not have breakfast, and I didn't have much time to have lunch because I only had 10 minutes to run, catch my connecting flight. I barely made it. You know, I'm ready for dinner. And he said, good, my wife cooked a good dinner for you. I told him, however, I have a strong desire before we eat to go to a mosque. I will eat better. I will enjoy eating more if you take me to a mosque first. And he said, I always wanted to go to a mosque. And I told him, I have some books I wanted to give them to some Muslims. So Jesse was an awesome believer, and he loved the Muslims, and he said, sure, let's start looking for a mosque. I told him, let's pray. So we prayed for guidance, and God will use us. We drove, and we found a mosque that was closed. Then we drove more, and we found two Muslims walking. I asked Jesse to stop. He said, sure. So we stopped. I greeted them, Salam Alaikum, which mean peace be upon you. Then they greeted me back with a smile. I asked them, where can we find the mosque? I want to meet some Muslims. I love Muslims. And they gave us direction to the biggest mosque in the area, perhaps in Orlando. And I told them, I wrote the book to help Muslims enjoy God's love and know that they are going to heaven. If you like reading, I will be glad to sign my book to you. Immediately, they smiled, and the lady said, sure, I would read it. So I signed it, and I gave it to her. And we drove to the mosque. We entered the mosque. Tan-ta-ra-ta-tan-tan. Greeted by the guy that take care of maintenance. And, you know, salam alaikum. We developed a good relationship with him. And they said, why don't you wait for the imam? I said, thank you. We will wait. And many Muslims started coming. I developed a good relationship quickly with them. And they told us, yes, you can wait for the imam. And I start giving my book to some Muslims who like reading. I always ask, do you like to read? They were happy to receive copies of the book. They invited us to stay, and they told us there is a big event happening tonight about Syrian people helping Syrian refugee, followed by dinner. Why don't you stay with us the whole night? After we pray, the event will start. I asked Jesse, please let us stay, and he called his wife. He told her, most likely, we are not going to make it to dinner. You can eat. after they prayed, while they were praying, I was praying that God will use us in a big way. I realized that it's a divine appointment. I asked Jesse to pray for me that God will give me a chance to be used in a powerful way. And then we entered a large room after the prayer, full of young people, about 150 young people, men and women. I immediately text my wife, Hala. I told her, pray that God will give me a chance to speak. I hardly could contain myself sitting on the chair and seeing all these Muslims gathered in one room, and I have my book with me. To make a long story short, they gave me a chance to speak. I shared the gospel in a clear way. Let me continue what happened next program, because before we end, I really, really want you to join me in prayer that the books that God enabled me and Jesse to give to Muslims in the mosque. I wrote a book to answer the questions Muslims have about the Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable and convincing way to them without compromise. Pray that these books will spread among the people in the mosque and will produce fruits. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray, God, that the words you inspired me to share at the mosque, God, will bear eternal fruits. And the books that you enabled me to give will cause many Muslims to become born again. God, we depend on you to use us, God. Thank you, God, for giving us a chance to be used by you. In Jesus' name, we pray. My dear Christian brothers and sisters, thank you for praying with me. If you need any help in reaching your Muslim acquaintances, please don't hesitate to contact me. Remember, I am here to serve you and to help you. God's grace with you. God's peace with you. Salam. Peace. Until we meet again.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.